This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Izzy experienced an overnight change in her sight aged 13. She had been a dedicated member of Sea Cadets from 10 years old, but after her vision changed, she was unsure whether she'd be able to carry on. But the Sea Cadet team worked with her to make sure she could continue with her goals and adapt activities, helping her improve her confidence and build new skills. She's here today to talk about her sight loss journey and her love of Sea Cadets. Hi Izzy, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So when did your interest in joining Sea Cadets begin?
Well, it all started just because my brother joined Cadets. And then when I was about to turn 10, I was aging out of brownies. And I didn't really want to go on to guides, so I thought, well, I might as well just go down with him and see what it's like. And then I've gone basically every night since.
And what were some of the things that you'd see your brother doing when you were younger that you really wanted to try?
I always thought that first aid was really cool. And my family owned kayaks as well. I always had fun when we went out as a family, so I thought it would be fun to do with friends and stuff as well.
And can you talk us through the day your vision changed when you were 13 and how it's impacted you?
So I just woke up and everything was blurry and I was just really scared. And then we went to the hospital and I've had tons of tests and everything. And like I've had an MRI and then they just couldn't find anything wrong. So then I was dismissed. But I've just found it really scary and just kind of like I don't really know what to do. It has been quite hard to kind of navigate all areas of life. I think school has probably been the most challenging because I started needing to use enlarged print materials and the school really struggled with that to begin with making sure that everything was printed in the right font size. But now they've got pretty good at it. But it was definitely to begin with, that was something that we were all kind of figuring out together, but it was quite a difficult time because I'd walk into a lesson and my teacher would be like, oh yeah, sorry, I haven't printed it out big enough for you to read, and then we'd have to either just make do without it or they'd have to go and find someone to print it off for me or something. And it kind of felt like I was being forgotten about and like left behind because of it. I don't know anybody else who has any of the same kind of difficulties as me, which I think has also made it quite difficult because I have no one to talk to about it that actually understands. But yeah, no, the hospital just never told me any ways of getting in contact with people that might understand what I was going through. So I was kind of just left to figure it out by myself.
Yeah, it sounds like Sea Cadets really kind of surprised you with how adaptable and welcoming they were. So can you tell us how they responded when you first went back after experiencing a change in your sight?
Well, when I first went back, they just said, we're not going to let it affect anything. We'll just keep on going how we're going and then figure out anything as it comes up, sort of thing. Like, because I thought I was going to be like a big like health and safety risk, like on the water and stuff. And they said, well, we'll give it a go and then we'll kind of work it out from there. Like, they didn't want to try and change everything if they didn't need to. They wanted to let me be able to just carry on doing everything as I was doing it. When I have lessons, which is quite rare now because of where I am at Cadets, but they always print the stuff off well enough, and if it's a worksheet that they can't modify, someone will read it for me and will take the time to slowly go through it and everything, and that they're really good at being patient and everything with it.
And what are some of the proudest achievements you've had in Sea Cadets?
Well, I would say that the most recent one would probably be when I got promoted in November and I became the first leading cadet at our unit in about 6 or 7 years, which I was really proud of because I just thought not being able to see very well would kind of put me behind in cadets, but it really didn't. And then so when I got there and being like the first one helped me prove to myself that I'm good enough and that like anything that anybody else can do that I can do it too, kind of thing.
Do you think your confidence has improved thanks to some of the things you've done in Sea Cadets and other people believing in you?
It's grown massively. I would say when I was 13, not only had I just things had changed with my vision, but things were also changing in other ways, like with school and everything and friendship groups. And so my confidence took a massive hit because of a mixture of all those things. And I was so scared at cadets because I just felt so different from everyone. And there'll be times where at cadets they would try and put me in front of a group of people and get me to talk, and then I would just start crying because I physically could not talk in front of a group of people. What's now, it's one of my favorite things to do when I'm at cadets. I'll happily talk to anybody at cadets about anything, and I'm always being like the loudest one in the room now, and I just don't care anymore.
What are some of the things you're really excited for in the near future?
I'm really excited to become an instructor because I've got to the point at the unit where I'm fully qualified on the water for everything that we can do at our unit. And the next steps is an instructor. So I'm really excited to do that. And there's also things that are land-based that I'm also, the next step is to become an instructor for them as well. So I'm just really excited that once exams are over to kind of start doing that, and so that I can kind of help other kids that maybe don't feel as confident and need a little bit of extra help, that I can then be qualified to help them and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you say to 13-year-old Izzy, who self who's just come back?
Keep powering on and don't let other people stop you. Don't let them try and tell you what you can and can't do, because you can do anything that you put your mind to.
Well, thank you so much, Izzy, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Sea Cadets on their website, www.sea-cadets.org/.